Hey guys, the audio on this episode just sucks. Sorry, nothing I can really do about it now. Didn't realize it was bad while we were doing it, which, of course, it's too late after you do it. So bear with us on this one. We'll get it sorted out next week. Hope it's at least listenable because it was a good episode. All right.
I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
We're just talking about Ski trying to push us into a certain sphere politically for a long time, because
yeah.
if we did, then we might be making some money here. All right, so
I did get my ballot in the mail the other day. Did you guys?
I dropped mine off in the box, baby.
Okay, I haven't even opened it.
I always make sure.
I don't even know what's on it. But to be honest,
vote Drazen, bro. Come on, you know you got your Republican primary in the mail.
But it's too late now. But in November, we need to pick a wacky person who's on the ballot and have them come on the pod. Like, we have to do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter at what level.
I don't care.
Anybody.
Probably.
Yeah.
I would guess a lower level if I'm being honest, Ski.
Well, no, because there are some true randoms, like trying to become the Democratic primary or whatever for like Senate and Congress, or people running for governor. There's true randoms who are on the ballot sometimes.
So, are you saying we should get multiple randoms? Is that what I'm hearing?
I think we legally have to offer both sides. I think
I will. I mean, okay, I will get my Republican brothers and sisters, yeah, and you guys can get your libs.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm the most pro Alex Scarlato's guy there is here. I mean, yeah.
Can we
get him on?
I think we are established on record as a podcast.
Is Scarlato still running?
I think he's still in. He's got.
I think he's out. Right.
Still.
I think he's been out. Right.
He won, like, 2 years ago.
No, he did.
No, he did not.
I'm pretty sure he won.
No, he did not.
I don't think Alex Carlatos has ever
look
won.
Look up Alex Carlatos right now.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Who does Alex Carlatos represent in our beautiful state?
WCP says he's a rep now. So
I told you.
No,
sure he
there's no
ago.
Way.
What?
Yeah, what area?
What?
Yeah.
He's a member representing Oregon's 4th House District.
Oh, he's just a representative? Oh, that doesn't count.
Which is
he was running for big shit.
Yes, he was.
Being a rep in Josephine County doesn't mean anything.
Which, you know, I actually used to like this part about politics was, hey, guess what? Start somewhere, and then you know, graduate up to higher things, not go from a reality host to the president. Let's start small. You grow bigger, right?
So
local,
you're
so state to national.
Okay.
How you do it.
So that's what we as a podcast are going to try to push with Scarlatos, is what you're saying, Ski.
Yeah, his foot's in the door now.
Yeah.
Then he could jump up to a state representative, and then he could run the state.
Let's get him that TSB bump. I think that's what we need. You know, sounds good. I've seen that
he written unopposed, apparently. So.
Yes, that'll do it.
Okay. Yeah.
That'll do it.
So how does that work? If I find my favorite Republican senator or whatever,
uh-huh,
do I just be like, here, I have a pod,
yes,
and like, here's a link or something?
No, just be like, hey, do you want to come in the pod, and then give him my email, and I'll set it all up? Yeah.
God, beautiful. I don't have to do the work.
We would literally just call them via Discord, and they'd probably answer on their phone and just, like, do it that way.
Okay,
the only thing we'd have to do is make sure to offer literally anybody else from the other party, because that's the law.
Like I said.
Yeah.
You libs will keep that one covered.
Yeah, we got that. Who do we want? Ooh, that's a good question. Which random Democrat? Ooh. I bet we could pull like Wyden. I bet we could.
No way.
I bet
he's
we
a nice
could.
Guy, but Wyden is not. No.
I bet we could, man.
You know, what about DeFazio? We know he's, you know, out.
Retired.
I'd love to have this
DeFazio. Retired ass DeFazio? That'd be great, actually. Yeah, we might get some good stuff out of him.
Do we work the guest into the top three segment?
Is Jim Torrey still alive?
Top three scandals in Oregon. And why they're all Kitzhaber.
Yeah, Packwood's up there.
Packwood! Oh, man, I forgot about him. That's hilarious. All right, got the new camera, and we're dark and blurry. Fantastic. We're doing great. All right, so I've been told you look like Will Wheaton today, King. Which
I don't know who that is.
I don't consider that a diss. He's the guy from he was the kid on Star Trek Next Generation, Will Wheaton. But he has like a beard now.
King, he was a big, I believe, Big Bang Theory like guest star.
Yeah.
So
you don't know who Will Wheaton is for real?
Space and Big Bang Theory.
You're telling me Star Trek and Big Bang?
I mean, he's a big name, like a famous person. So he's in
Giving me Star Trek and Big Bang.
Yeah.
Stand By Me as well.
He was also in Stand By Me.
1,000 years ago.
He was a child.
He was just a child. Railroad track in Cottage Grove. Okay, yeah. Sure. Okay, great.
How do you not know that, King? The child walking to find a dead body.
Well, because back in like 1988, when everyone was cozying up to that movie, I was fighting people off the stick and saying, "Who's eating Gilbert Grape is the superior, the superior flick."
Gilbert.
Gilbert. Wheaton also does D&D podcast, says WCP. I can't believe you don't know him from that, King. Jeez. No, good addition, WCP.
he's also a douche.
Yeah.
No clue. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I hope your Dungeons & Dragons goes well, Will.
Shout out to, he's not going to be in the chat right now, shout out to CTE Benoit. He and his lady are... I mean, she's giving birth, like, right now, basically. And he's trying not to fuck it up. So, Godspeed, my friend.
It's a 50-50 thing, right?
What? Whether it's going to be born or not?
With the husband does 50% of the work.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. No, bro, that, like, emotional support is basically tougher than giving birth in the first place. Like, right. so much like whining and crying about, like, oh, I had to get a shot in my spine. Oh, bro, I want a shot in my spine. I don't want to feel my legs.
They gave me drugs.
They gave me like the best drugs that anybody could ever have. Boo hoo.
Legal fentanyl.
Boo hoo.
Who's higher than balls? This sucks.
Please.
I get to take a shit in public in front of other people. Oh.
Well, yeah.
That's my dream. Please. That's my dream.
Oh, please. As men, we get to watch Oregon football in the CFP.
Yeah.
Tell me what's more painful. Jeez Louise, women.
What is
you
more...
You need some perspective. Go on a walk and think about it.
They had to sew up my vagina. Again,
Moore back to pass. It's intercepted. Exactly. Touchdown, Indiana. Exactly. D'Angelo Bonds.
I mean, that's basically ripping your V to your A right there.
Ripping in a Taron. Yep.
Dante Jeremiah Moore. Smith, 50 yards. It's a Buckeye coronation. More painful.
Honestly.
I'm sorry, ladies.
Honestly, what are we even doing here?
Any woman can go through that pain. It's a select few men who go through the Oregon pain. You have to choose. It's just a different level of, like, deciding to suffer. Like, you buy in. It's a different buy-in.
14 hours of labor. Yeah, try watching Zach Ertz in the back of the end zone. Try watching Marcus Mariota not blocking for D'Anthony Thomas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, women, your buy-in to this pain is a man.
Other way around.
Tapping the mic on your hoo-ha we have to suffer through like San Jose State, Portland State games, September in the sun. You tell me what's worse.
Did you ever watch Oregon and Houston in Autzen Stadium in 105 degree weather where the duck was the duck got suspended for humping the Houston mascot?
Our
Did you ever have to
got
watch that?
To the curb. Yeah, that's called pain.
What are we doing? Do you ever sit in Autzen Stadium and watch Arizona put up like 50 on Oregon at home and in the fucking cold and rain? No, no. So you know what? Save it. Save it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was Matt and I got back on board with the old ways. Want to make America great again? It was men in the waiting room smoking cigars and like drinking whiskey. And just
cigars everywhere, by
the way.
Everywhere.
Yeah, just getting out of the way.
Bring back smoking cigars literally everywhere. Like, that's what needs to start. And you said it, carrying around, like, a snifter of brandy, like, everywhere you are. In the airport.
Right, the good old days.
The good old days, yeah. Lung cancer never killed anyone? Mm-hmm. No. You're weak.
Rush Limbaugh.
Well, I mean,
we don't count that one.
No, yeah, but he wanted to go.
He did.
Yeah, so it was his decision.
It was.
Yep. Try watching Jordan Bell not block out for a rebound.
Hey,
too soon. Too soon. For real. Too soon.
try going and watching 80% of last year's Ducks basketball games live.
Yeah.
Try being a guy who bought season tickets before last season of Oregon men's basketball. Try being that guy. Like talk to me about pain and suffering and like give me a break.
How about the person that bought the mid-season mini packs? Ooh. They already knew. They had witnessed what that team was about.
Wow.
Still bought them.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
There weren't many, but there were some.
Sorry, ladies. You want to tell us about your pain of having a C-section? Try having to see Kent State come to PK, historic PK Park, and get a winner off a blooper. Jeez, ladies.
Jeez, Louise.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Try watching Oregon softball, like the best roster in the history of the school going into the postseason year after year and just coming up short. Hey, they won a series at UCLA, you guys. Yeah, get your hopes up, and then they're going to smash them in like a few weeks. Yeah, tell me about your smashed vagina. What about my smashed hopes?
Yeah, you have postpartum. Yeah, you want to know what? We have to cry watching Marcus Mariota play in Tennessee. You want to talk about postpartum? Oh, my Lord.
tell me more. Tell me more with Marcus Mariota wearing a knee brace against Ohio State. Tell me more about your little injuries and your pain.
Yeah. Jeez. Women are selfish, man.
Seriously.
Like, whoa, look at me.
But, you know, like, shout out to, like, the best thing to ever exist, I think. I mean, like, I'll hear arguments, but, like, shout out to not pulling out, you know, which, good for them, you know? Good for them. It's the best. So,
good job, guys. I do like painting, though, sometimes.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, you know, like, sometimes it's a soul thing.
You're an artist at heart.
Yeah, like, do you guys remember the scene?
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Painting, what exactly? Wait a minute. I'm going to back up here. Sorry.
What do you think I'm painting with?
No.
Fucking Bob Ross in there. Yeah. Office. Yeah. Knocking
some watercolors. Painting some nice fluffy clouds.
Kind of.
So to speak.
But I mean, what year is it? Batman 89? Was that the Nicholson Batman?
Yep.
Yeah.
So when I say painted, there's like that scene where they're like, black and white, red and green, and they throw shit on the painting and Bob slaps it a couple of times. That's what I'm talking about. Paint. And then you go, The funkiest thing you've ever seen.
Tell
him what his name is. Peyton Man. Peyton Man.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Oh.
Singing Batman 89. That was like Prince did the soundtrack to that or some shit, Prince, didn't he? Yeah, yeah, that's right.
He did.
Is this back-to-back weeks of you rocking like 1980s songs? Was that last week you did that?
No, 2 weeks ago was
that, no, 2 weeks ago.
Salt and Pepper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sammy and Dean.
Just the good old days.
Oh, the Episcopo.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're white and I am, let's see, you're black and I am white. You're blind as a bat and I have sight. So good.
It's a great song.
It still holds up. Yeah.
If only you could get the fourth box working here where you could play a video, everyone can enjoy this.
Speaking of fourth boxes, just quit complaining, ladies. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
seriously.
Like, ugh. Please, you should be thankful to have more. Ugh.
Women's suffrage.
One of my suffrage having to listen to it, am I right?
Rosa Parks died for your sins like 70 years ago? I mean, oh my God.
we're still hearing about Rosa Parks? Okay, no. I'm not doing that. No.
Yeah, that's where I stop. Rosa Parks is the Outcast song.
That's where I stop. Yeah, wasn't Andre 3000 the final line here? God, man. Like,
seriously.
Ugh, enough already.
1997.
Nobody clip that. WCP, don't clip that. No.
I'm saying this is Will Wheaton. Don't clip that.
Yeah. Do what you think a Will Wheaton impersonation would be. Yeah, exactly.
Don't clip that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty masculine for Star Trek. D&D.
I know.
Big Bang Theory.
Don't clip it. Yeah.
That's close.
Yeah. That's probably close.
That's actually pretty close, yeah.
I'll talk to your supervisor. Don't make me.
See, Booble, I was going to bring up the Sabrina stuff, but again, that's just women complaining. So I'm not, that doesn't apply here. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't apply here. I'm sorry. Harriet Tubman ran so Rosa Parks could be a member of Outkast, says Boo. Yeah. Uh-huh. Baby. So, sports. I don't know.
Well, I think I would take this as a two-prong approach.
Sure.
The NCAA, the basketball tournaments are going to go to, like, from, what is it, 68 to 74?
Yep.
Honestly, it's too many teams, but I don't really care. To be honest, it's whatever. Do I watch the games in Dayton all the time? No, not really. Sometimes. Like, sometimes.
Is it going to make a single difference at all?
No.
Especially the women's game. Maybe once every, like...
No.
9 years, you might see one of those last... Eight
no,
seasons.
No, exactly. Women. Never. Women genuinely never. Men like
never.
One in elite. Like 10 years, maybe. But like
elite,
women never.
Elite eights in the women's games are blowouts half the time already.
Yeah,
the haves and have-nots in that game is absurd.
But if you paid attention to like college football, we're getting a 24 team playoff very soon.
Yeah.
Which...
I don't know about very soon, but... Not 24.
No, well, not, like...
Yeah.
Why not? If they can do it whenever they want. I think in like 2 years we can do it.
We could, but they're not. But I hear what you're saying. I get
they're your voting for it. Like, they're voting for it.
Yeah.
They're voting for it now.
That's crazy. Like,
it's going to happen.
Bro, football season's going to go until, like, March.
That's
the thing, is that... If they go, the thing is, when they say they're going to 24, is they're going to eliminate conference championship games.
Yeah.
And the season will end the second week of January. So those two bullet points are fine to me. But, like,
why can't this make week zero week one? You save a week right there.
I think that's also part of what they want.
Like the season already starts a week earlier now.
I know he just passed a fucking resolution about it, like Trump did. But like, make Army Navy Week not just Army Navy Week. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Play the college football video game, like play a dynasty with people, like your friends or whatever, and tell me that's not the most annoying shit ever. That fucking week where everybody just has to fucking recruit and you gotta wait for people to recruit before you can advance and nobody actually has a fucking game. Like that shit sucks. Hate that shit. You can still honor it. Just have other games. Who cares, man?
I think that's what they're going to do. Is they're going to, if I read it correctly, is they want to give Army Navy an exclusive window on that day.
4 o'clock or whatever.
It's just not the only games on that day like it is now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which, fine. But the prospects of, again, just 8-4 Iowa, 8-4 USC, 8-4 Memphis. Like, I don't know. 24 teams. I mean,
it's gonna dilute the good teams, because football is a hard sport. We're gonna see injuries playing these extra games from the good teams.
Yeah,
except there's probably not gonna be a ton of upsets still.
It's gonna be so hard. Game. Yeah,
it's an extra game that these teams have to play. And Nuttian makes a great point. Ducks really need to win a title here in the next 2 years, because once it goes to 24 this year. Yeah.
This year. I agree. See, like, the more I hear...
After they change it, the Ducks have, like, the best team they've ever had, and they're the number one seed, and they obviously haven't figured out how to set up the playoff correctly yet, and it ends up hurting the Ducks somehow. So, get it done now.
No, like, I'm saying, like, the more I hear about more games being added, the harder I think it's going to be for Oregon.
Every team, but
I'm saying, like, you look at Oregon's program right now and go back in time to where it's just four teams even. Like, Oregon has so much of a better shot of winning a national title under those.
Yeah, just win two games.
Yeah,
bang.
Just play two games, yeah. Bang. Yeah, with this team, easily done. But...
I know what you're saying.
You add three more games to that? Like... Bro, we know Oregon. Oregon has those games where they suck, where they should not suck, and they do, and they lose. That it's just math with Oregon, It applies to other teams too, but I feel like other teams have like built-in shit that works against that. I don't know what it is. Like, Ohio State is bulletproof when it comes to that kind of shit. Like, Alabama, depending on who they got, like, obviously sort of on a bad run right now. But there are certain programs that are like they, once they get in that position, it feels like they're immune. And Oregon ain't that at all. We've seen it the last 2 years. They fucking choked. They choked. They had it right in fucking front of them and choked. So yeah, who's to say they're not going to do that if they have, like, three more chances to do that, you know?
Well, yeah, and it's – I think when you add to 24 teams, because, like, I was just saying, we see it in the NFL because, you know, they play about that many games in the Super Bowl, right? Yeah, if you play wild card games and so on.
Four, yeah.
We see enough injuries every year in the playoffs itself that drastically change these teams after, you know, 17 weeks that we saw them. It's going to happen in college now, too. Every extra game you play is just extra opportunity for guys, important guys. And in college, it's even more dependent, I think, on quarterback or offensive line or running back, receiver. I mean, look what the Ducks had with their running back last year. They're all gone. Like, what are you supposed to do? And that happens to good. That doesn't. I don't care what team you are. That can happen to your team very easily.
Tell us more, by the way. King and I about players getting injured and it sucking in the playoffs. Look at my fucking team last year. They kept winning somehow, and then they finally were like, guys, we don't have anybody left. Good luck, fucking practice squad guys.
Well, get away. Well, no, get away from the fucking electric grid that your team's.
I know.
And stop having your quarterbacks made of fucking paper mache.
Yeah. That's the entire defense. The entire defense. Hey, they got Dre Greenlaw back now, so everything's gonna be fine, guys. Like, yeah, come on. He was the key.
He was with
the most bullshit injury in the history of sports. Like, God.
He was the guy that tore his Achilles up.
He was running onto the field and ruptured his Achilles. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's not great.
Booble, real quick. Pod Pupper is not unhappy. Sometimes when he plays with his toy, it squeaks at him, and he, whines back at it. So that is what is happening right now. Thank you for asking. All right, sorry.
But my thing with, going to 24, so this year was at 12, and there's a world where if you want to look at it, let's say Dante Moore doesn't complete that pass against Iowa, or they just don't make that field goal against Iowa, and they lose. Yeah. So they're 10-2.
Or if they lost to Penn State, by the way.
Or that. Yeah, either of those two. There's a world where you could make an argument where they just don't make the playoff this year. Last year. At 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They just don't make it. And going to 24, it's you're killing the regular season at such a rate that I don't even really care about the extra playoff games so much. It's just the regular, Oregon's a program that any year, if it's at 24, you go 9-3, you're going to get in.
The only thing I like about it is I will not listen to anyone's teams complain about not getting in for 24.
Oh, 25 will complain. No, 25 will complain.
They can't complain.
It's my bowl. It's a top 25 bowl.
They can complain, but I'm not going to listen. I will not listen.
Are we cutting it off?
I won't listen, though.
Number 25.
So you want to play in? Do the play-in game for the 24?
Play in for number 25. That's going to be the thing. That's the next thing. Boy, you got to play in for number 25. You know what I mean? We gotta do something.
No, because
play an extra bye for number one, so they can play the winner of 25.
The difference is people especially the ESPN talking heads. They would care about the Ole Miss and Alabama and all those SEC schools and the big schools that with 12 teams, they're gonna miss. There's gonna be one or two teams that miss. But once you get to 24, then it's gonna be Arizona missed, or some lesser school had a good year, misses out, and then no one's gonna give a shit though. Is the thing, because
Teddy Bruschi's gonna get on ESPN on NFL Edge matchup, complaining that his Wildcats didn't get in at number 20.
Then I'll just say Teddy Bruschi, you got a mush brain. I don't care what you have to say.
Yeah, well, that's rude.
He does though.
He put his life.
If he
put his life on the line for us.
Yeah, stroke. Yeah, stroke.
Oh, he did. That's
millions,
right. Okay, my
millions
bad.
Millions of dollars, though.
Yeah. My bad. I forgot that part.
He's not just CTE. He had a stroke.
Yeah.
But did the CTE cause the stroke?
Speaking of CTE brain, why is David Pollack still on the video game? Anybody know that? I just was thinking about that when we were talking about the video game. So they got Reese Davis play-by-play with Jesse Palmer and David Pollack as his color guys, which is I think the same team they had 10 years ago or whatever when they had it before. But they don't do game Palmer does. Davis will randomly do a game, but Pollack doesn't.
I'm guessing Pollack is a familiar voice who would just do it at a cheaper level.
Sure. Yeah.
Other guys?
I feel like there's so many.
They need that one right winger in there, at least.
Well, I mean.
That one Jesus lover. You gotta have at least one in there to appease the masses.
I just don't, because it's not like they're beholden to one network or something like that. So it's they got Fowler and Herbstreit, so go get Fox or something. Go,
Oh, God, don't.
I know. I was just
Clatton,
get Tirico. Get Mike Tirico.
Get Yammers and Petros at least. Come on.
Do the regional
get
stuff.
Jax Collinsworth.
Give me right. Yammers and Yogi Roth on Big Ten Network regional games.
Anytime it's Wazoo and Oregon State game, it's Yams and Roth. Yeah.
Give me that Utah State North Texas game or Texas State. Utah State and Texas
Yogi
State.
Yogi Roth. Yeah. Exactly. What's better than ball? What's better than ball,
brother?
Not everything than this game.
Boy,
Yogi,
there is so much better than ball, Yogi. So much better.
Here's a good question by Nutkin. How does moving to 24 teams, how does it change the fans' perceptions of their team's yearly success? Like winning a round in the 2014 playoff, or making the playoff if you're an Oregon fan, isn't going to mean shit
at all.
No, it's for the Mizzou's. It's for
James Madison. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's for James Madison.
It's,
No, bro, it is.
Kansas, so Kansas can put up a playoff appearance. You know what I mean? Like, teams that are no threat. Like, just...
You win a game, that's the shit.
Exactly. And a lot of people were like, oh, 12 teams can never win the title. You know, Miami was really close last year. Were they the 11th seed? The 10th seed last year? 11th seed? And granted, we all know they were better than whatever seed they were, technically. Like, not by much. I'm not saying they should have been a top five team, but they were better than 11. It's just how the seeds kind of go. But once you start, you can't use that logic once you get... If you want to go to 16 and tell me, okay, all right, okay. You go to 24, there's not a fucking chance any team in history that has been ranked 17th through 24th could ever win a national title. There's no chance. There's no chance. The gap on that is huge. It's
Let's continue this 12-team playoff we had. Let's extend it 10 years in the future. What's the highest... Like, if we do that, how many outside... I would say the top six, the four byes, and then the two teams that go get the bye that are usually a very, very good team. How many of what would be 12 years do you think win outside of that? Maybe one out of 12 years?
Outside of the top six?
Yeah, outside of the top six you think would win a national title.
Maybe like... I'd probably give it like two and a half.
That's what Swoosh says too, yeah.
Just because...
Random injury gets you to the finals and then anything can happen.
Yeah, right? Anything can happen. Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah, like,
or random injury gets
Miami ranked low.
Miami
had two stupid losses. Mm. They had a first round offensive lineman, two first round edge rushers, and a quarterback who was in his sixth year and played a million games. Like, so that can happen. And, you know, the 6 year thing isn't going to happen much longer. But not many, you know.
I wonder if we extend it to 24 teams and those teams have to play an extra game. No, but let's say, though, like 7 to 10 or 12. I mean, now they have to win an extra game on top of their chances that they had before, which weren't very high. It even dilutes that kind of that underdog story that you kind of might want from those 7 to 12 seeds. I think you dilute that away now, too.
I think the thing about expanding it that makes me not, like, threatened by, you know, those teams at the end winning is most of those teams are going to be like, oh, we're the wacky offense. Like, we're crazy. You see this reverse? Ooh, look at this. We're running Wildcat. We're like, in that zone, kind of, could be an Iowa who could upset the apple cart in 1 week because they just fuck everything up and win 18 to 12.
Exactly.
But most of those teams, I think, in that, like, 16 to 24 range, 15 to 12, whatever we want to put it at, they're more like, watch us just throw it deep 12 times, you know, 20 times a game, and we hit three of them, and we're wacky, and we're fun. And
I sort of think
bad defenses and big offenses.
Yeah. I sort of think the line between 1 and, like, 10 is not as big as it used to be. Like, the difference between all of those teams.
No, exactly.
And so you can have a team like Texas Tech who suddenly wants to just start throwing money at guys, and they will have an elite something. And so if you have an elite something and, you know, you maybe lose one or two games during the regular season, you finish 11th. You have an elite something, you have a chance to win a national championship, pretty much.
Yep.
You can catch teams slipping. So I guess that should, like, you know, our history with Oregon aside, that should make us confident going into this, right? Is because, like, Oregon does have the best rosters they've ever had. And they have a good head coach. Like, I think we can say that. A good head coach. Hasn't really won anything other than a Big Ten title yet. But a good head coach. We have, like, they have super unproven coordinators. But the roster is elite. And so feel confident. We just need to, with them, we just need to see it before we believe it.
To your previous point, so you're talking about the top 10. The 2020 Rose Bowl, Oregon, Wisconsin, was number 7 versus number 10.
Yeah.
Neither of those teams had a fucking rare against a top 4 team. That was like Kyler Murray, Oklahoma, Trevor Lawrence, Clemson, Justin Fields, Ohio State, and the Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Clyde. Like, there was a gap there that doesn't exist anymore in the top 10 like that. Because,
yep.
I mean, like, that was a discussion amongst Duff. It's like, well, maybe losing to Arizona State wasn't that bad, because holy fuck, can you imagine them playing LSU in New Orleans in round one? Nope. Don't want to see that. Sorry, D'Amador. Sorry, Holland.
He might not have made the NFL if the scouts were forced to watch that. Listen,
we got to squeak out a win against Wisconsin under the Pasadena sunset. I'm fine.
Yes, sir. Justin Herbert touchdown face. Like, we got a meme. Like, yes. You know what? Like, I'm cool. Yeah, totally. Hyena doesn't get drafted by the 49ers if he has to go up against Justin Jefferson.
He's given up 4 touchdowns in his last college game.
And like, he's just getting murdered.
Murdered. Brandon and I, you torched him 3 weeks prior. Have fun in Winnipeg.
To be Brandon Ayuk right now. Oh, just to get that signing bonus, just get all fat, stop caring, and, you know, just walk off into the sunset. Never get another concussion again.
You're also leaving like $80 million on the table.
Yeah, but you got like 40, so, you know, whatever.
He'll be fine.
He'll be all right.
Look at Brandon Ayuk over last year and tell me he's going to do well with managing his money. As being younger now, too.
Yeah.
I think he might be an off-the-gridder. I think he might be an off-the-grid guy.
Prepper?
Prepper adjacent. Yeah, I don't think he's a jet setter.
He moves. He's that guy's going to like New Mexico, in the middle of nowhere.
He's the Breaking Bad brother. He's got the tinfoil on his walls. Yeah.
But I mean, land and bunkers cost money. We can see that clearly. So he might have needed that. But speaking of Trump, also with the 2014 playoff,
I want a bunker.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Can I just go make a bunker?
So with Trump and fucking Nick Saban
Nuttian, go buy me some land so I can have a bunker. make us a TSB bunker.
I mean, technically, couldn't you just dig in
your yard?
I don't own the yard, so no, I can't.
Well,
that makes it better.
Why don't we do it in the field behind your house?
We good?
Yeah.
We good?
All right, cool. All right, summer plans. So, yeah.
See you on Saturday.
Yep.
All right, so back to my question was, so with extending to 2014s, but with Trump and Saban trying to kill NIL, do you think the players are going to agree to extending their season and not get paid more?
That's why they're doing it right now, is before like they actually start collective bargaining and shit like that. Like, before the players have any say in this whatsoever, hurry up and get this shit set up.
They're going to ask for more money now.
They can ask. Doesn't mean they're going to get it.
Well, it's NIL, so a school
yeah.
will pay the best players
yeah, Ski,
more money.
Oregon, yes. What are you bitching yes. about? God, dude. The Habs. Ski, Oregon is the Habs.
I'm just saying, that I think the 2014 playoff could extend the difference between the Habs and the Have-Nots even more if it bumps NIL up with what it should for paying players, so...
No, I think I think what we said earlier, where it's like 1 versus 10, not much different. 10 versus the rest, also not much different. like the top 10, top 15 are so much farther ahead than everybody else, and like it really, it's not close, and it's not going to get better. And like we said, like those teams outside of that top 10, 15 or whatever, like they are never going to have a shot. They might steal one playoff win here and there. They're never going to win a national championship ever. So the goal, if you're the Habs like Oregon,
that's the goal.
So is to stay in the top 10 and keep close, and then hope some shit goes down. Yeah.
And the Habs are extending even more with the Big Ten. Like, have you seen how much money these Big Ten schools are making now? Insane.
Not Oregon.
Well, not yet.
Not Oregon.
A bunch of money. when do they collect full? When do they collect full revenue share?
I think in like 4 years.
Is it 4 years still? Jeez. They're making that fucking comp. They're making Rutgers so much fucking money. They're making them so much money.
God.
USC and UCLA, are they full share?
They're full.
Like, already? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, from day one they were full.
From day one? I didn't know if it was like a year or two.
They were the first. They were the big draw that started the whole thing. Yeah. And so Warren had to like throw everything at them right at the beginning.
Maybe Oregon should come to the fucking table with the Big Ten and say, you know, maybe we've got to deal with the SEC. We're already traveling to fucking New Jersey. What's traveling to the SEC going to hurt now?
I love this.
Fucking get us our full revenue share. How would you kick out fucking Northwestern and Rutgers and give us their share? Because they are obsolete programs.
They're good academically, sir.
Send them to the Big East.
This is football, baby, yeah. Send them to the fucking Ivy League. They're so fucking smart. That's their level.
Academic. We are an academic conference.
Yes.
We love our books.
Come on, bro.
I do love those Big Ten commercials about, like, the great accolades and the academics. I don't think they ever show Oregon.
No. Well, I think they kind of might with Phil Knight, cancer... thing
yeah.
they're doing now.
OHSU? Yeah.
They're not really like, journalism.
Yeah.
Hey,
wait
a minute.
Here's their law school.
Hey, wait a minute.
Here's law. Hey, no, I'm just saying.
That was
like,
me. Hang on.
They got Northwestern. They got Northwestern to throw that at.
They got the real K school.
Oregon, Oregon has a respectable journalism institution.
I'm just saying.
I'll tell you what.
J.A. Adonde, Michael Wilbon, Michael Greenberg, like, they're not showing up on that Oregon
They never traversed the Allen Hall, I tell you what. So they don't know nothing about no writing. Yeah. All right. Any other sports?
I'm trying to think. What else is going on?
Exactly. Someone did say Vrabel Russini.
That's his kid. I'm sorry, it's his kid.
The boat ride thing that's come out today or yesterday is wild.
It's his kid.
Yes.
Because the boat ride, and they like rented a place together for a few days after, like right before she gave birth to the kid. Is named like, Michael. Like, what are we doing, dude?
Let's just say it's not his child, because that's reckless speculation.
Sure.
No journalist would ever do anything like that.
Oh, I would.
So, right.
Yeah, I would say that. No.
How horned up are you to, it doesn't matter where you're doing it, in what context, how horned up are you to have sexual intercourse with a very clearly pregnant woman with a child that's not yours?
Like
that is... a special level of freak that's insane.
Well, that's sexual addiction, is what that is.
Because
like,
I don't want to. I don't want to.
Maybe he loves this.
They're making love.
I don't want to speak for anyone else.
Making passionate love.
But pregnant sex can be a little awkward. Like it's not terrible. But when you first like delve into it, and you don't really know what you're doing.
It's a process.
You're like, am I gonna break their head? Am I gonna break their feet? Am I gonna, you know, like it's just.
Sure.
It's just
some arches in their fucking feet.
It's just a weird concept.
Maybe Vrabel is that?
I'm just saying, like, it's just an odd. I can't imagine cheating with a pregnant woman. That's wild.
That is insane to me as well.
There's a lot of fetishes out there.
Well, my guy, that's the point, though, is it was going on for a really long time, and there's a good chance, I would never say this, there's a good, except I did, like, 2 minutes ago.
You did, yeah. Trying to save you with the reckless speculation.
Sure, sure, the lawsuit after Vrabel listens to this podcast. Yeah, totally.
Might. Yeah.
His representatives.
Will Compton sent me a DM once, so you never know.
Did he really?
Yeah.
You gotta put that on your Twitter handle, man.
I don't use it enough anymore.
Will Compton DM'd me once. Yeah, like, but that's the thing, is like, that's the speculation now, is that their relationship had been going on for a very long time. Like, before she got pregnant, and so.
Great point by Nessie, though. You can't knock someone up if they're already pregnant. So it's a good way to cheat. You know, big brain Vrabel over here, knowing he could just, you know, dump loads in her and not have to worry about paternity.
Hey, that's full circle to the start of this podcast. Yeah, like doing exactly. The thing that is the absolute best thing in the entire world. Not pulling out. Yeah. It is the best. So, you know what? Like, I don't know.
Dumping. So if you finish inside of a pregnant girl.
Sure.
Right? You're dumping loads.
Girl. Rephrase that.
Woman. Female
of age.
Appropriately aged in the state of consent. Can you do like the top thing? Like is that how you finish it? You nut on the baby's head and you just do that thing like in the NBA. Look at you, bitch. You're not talking to the woman, you're talking to that little fetus. Too small. Enjoy that.
Oh, this thing. Yeah, no, it's this one. Like you hold the hand down like towards the floor. The too short thing is what you're talking about. Yeah. Small, okay. Yeah. I was gonna say because this one is like you need to be subbed out. That's what this one is. Yeah.
Or it could be sometimes it's a topper thing. You don't want someone's head, and they'll do that.
Sure. Okay. Well.
But it is also a tap out.
It's this is such a weird story because there's so much random stuff that you will come across to where it's like, okay, what is actually real in this story? Because I saw one earlier where like the husband is gonna try to make it work with her, and I was like, okay, but who's saying that? Like it was like sources close to blah 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 say the husband is like, okay, well, I don't believe you, but if TMZ says something, I believe it, because they're showing the videos. They're buying their information and making sure it's actually real.
That's the same people saying that there's a peace treaty happening with Iran on Friday nights or on Sunday morning before the market opens.
Sunday morning.
Yeah. No, but you brought it up when this first came out.
Is that a Maroon 5 song?
That's no doubt. Thank you very much. That's a little Gwen Stefani. Yeah.
Hey, that's a sister on the right for it with us.
Hey.
Gwen. Yeah.
Sister Gwen.
Are you sure?
Yes, that's no doubt. I am sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I listened to that album a lot when I was younger. Yeah.
No, but you brought it up when this first came out about the husband not taking this to court and all that because he doesn't want to find out, like, you know, get cucked in front of like the national media and all that.
It's too late, bro.
But now with like this kind of forces your hand.
Sunday morning, also a Maroon 5 song.
Okay.
All right.
Not the one I was
Sunday morning, rain is falling.
I was doing Sunday morning. That's Gwen Stefani. I don't know if you could tell by my perfect impersonation of Gwen Stefani.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve. Yeah. Proceed.
Yeah.
No, but now he has to because as Braga fully commits to, doesn't live to, commits to, that it is not his child.
That ain't his baby.
Like he has to go paternity test now, which gets this all out in the open. And then at that point, you might as well go to the courts with it.
Fucking so, sucks. This whole story fucking sucks. You know,
it's like pretty gross.
It sucks. Ugh.
We agreed with you about if you're that guy when this came out, you just divorce her and just like mosey off in the sunset. Like that's it. Let's kill this story now. It's over. Done. And it just keeps coming. It's like a fucking slow burning ember. It just someone blows a little air into it and just bursts it back into fucking flame.
It's like, oh, yeah, people just looking through their phones.
There's too much passion in this escapade. Went on for years.
Yeah.
This isn't a night in Las Vegas or Miami or...
No, it's a relationship.
Abu Dhabi. It's a relationship. There was emotional, sober feelings. But again, I don't understand how anyone gets away with anything anymore because we just live in a surveillance state with your partners. Even I've railed against it. I think it's fucked. I think we surveil each other too much. Like, oh, Life 360. Oh, you just left Dairy Mart. Oh, you just left your work. Oh, you're pulling into home. Oh, here's the alarm on my garage. You just can't. It's too much. But they got away with it. But eventually, technology's always gonna catch you.
Always gonna catch you.
Before back in the day, it had to be you fucked up and got caught.
Yeah, you got sloppy.
Now you could run a fucking tight ship and still get popped.
Well, you need to turn off your location on your phone if you're a partner. I guess good on them for getting away with it for like 5 years, I suppose, but technology exists.
Technology.
They got by the old technology. Straight up pictures. Not even locations.
That was like an iPhone 5 they got on.
Look, even like the boat trip and stuff. It's like I guess Vrabel's probably wealthy enough to where that stuff just all goes to like a CPA or whatever, and his wife never sees any of the statements and the bills, and it just gets paid. But man, the arrogance to pay for anything, because I've got to be honest, I don't think they went there with cash. Sure, let's rent this boat with cash.
Like, that's the old school way out of hiding.
It is the old school way, I'm just saying.
I meant those days, and other countries. You could go to other countries before, they didn't have technology like the U.S. did. Shit, didn't it? In the early aughts, the 2000s, like, you could get away with, like, going to fucking Bali or somewhere and not worried about someone just taking your picture.
In the early aughts, you could get away with sending people to flight school for years and then getting them to hijack planes. No one was suspicious of it.
Nope.
Yeah, but, like... Remember back then, you could bring as much liquid on a plane as you wanted, bro. Oh, I was bringing, I was putting so much sunscreen on myself during flights. It was the best.
I will say, not taking your shoes off is a nice little perk.
It is nice. All right, here's a nice question for you guys. Would you guys take going back to the old school ways of no TSA? You do essentially bring knives with you on there, or you don't want to go back to those days?
No.
Bring my strap on a plane? No?
Maybe.
No.
All right, because the argument was going to be, all right, that could happen, but you go back to, you're allowed to smoke on planes again.
No.
I don't smoke anyway, I'm good.
I like a little fake, like, security on there.
Yes.
Lie
to me, baby. Yeah.
Looking back, pre-9/11, it was pretty wild what you could just walk onto a plane with. Like, I don't want to go back there.
You literally walk onto a plane. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah, you just
like,
would.
You walk. Nothing. There's like, stairs going onto the plane, and you just go on them.
I could walk up to the gate, and I'm not flying anywhere. I'm just going to the airport,
yeah,
and I can get right to the gate.
Yeah, yes. Crazy.
Remember, that's how you used to have to buy, like, you'd have to walk to the gate of an airport, and you could buy your plane ticket right then.
Physical tickets.
I will say I do miss physical tickets. I like having my boarding pass in a fucking, like, a foot and a half long fucking piece of paper.
I know.
I miss that old boarding pass.
It did smell good.
If
you were an ASMR person, it smelled and felt very pleasant.
You guys don't still get boarding passes? I love that shit. I go up to the little kiosk and print out my boarding pass. Just, it's my fucking bookmark during my flight. I fucking love that shit. Classic. Classic.
I don't read.
Oh, well.
Reading.
They might be comics, but, you know, why are we parsing? All right, so, breaking news. That's a baby, boys.
Oh.
That's a baby. A little blurry, but...
Do not come.
I'm gonna come.
Yeet! Oh, yeah!
So that's what his wife
Spoiler,
did. His wife
yeeted
the baby. Yeah. Says, our girl is here. Best day of my life. Congratulations, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Babies are great. You know, next year is going to be super easy, and then it's going to get, like, really exponentially more difficult after that. But, you know, like,
just
you'll be fine.
Just save up $70,000 for in-state community college for your baby girl and...
Hope you got rich parents.
Hey, we have the trade schools for a reason here, fellas.
We do. I don't know if we're welcoming women into the trades quite.
Does Willamette still have the auto?
Like, I think they do. They actually have a new facility for it.
Do they? Yeah.
I don't know what they do in it, but yeah.
I assume mechanic stuff.
I would assume so. Yeah.
I
don't know what that means. So,
yeah. I was talking to somebody the other day.
These wrenches, lug nuts.
I was talking to somebody the other day. Like Willamette, arguably the best facilities in the entire area now. Like
and they got
pool next door too, and the big.
Well, it's just because it's all the newest.
There's a medical facility too.
Newest, right? Like,
North is new too.
Yeah, North is new. Yeah, North is new.
But
yeah.
Willamette is better, like, than North, having seen both of them. But yeah. So yeah, congrats, CT Benoit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You got a baby.
Good job,
now.
Man.
You did it. I don't have anything else to say.
When you first were a parent.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to revert back to, like, not back to, that's the wrong way to put it. But when you first had a kid, you're like, well.
To the fuckery?
Not the fuckery.
Okay.
But, like, you're like, I can never have fun again. I gotta always be focused. How long did it take you after you had your child to, these are just random things. Go out with a friend, go to lunch without your wife. Sit at home and have a glass of bourbon. Was it a week, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months?
Yeah, it was weird because, we didn't have, maternity and paternity leave back then. And so it's like you kind of had to just go back to work and go back to sort of your normal schedule.
As fucking American shit.
Yeah. And so...
Get back to fucking work.
And so, you sort of, I think the goal is, you know, that those first few years is you work with your wife and or partner or whatever and, come up with something that sort of works for you both. Or the relationship falls apart, like mine did. But like, yeah, no, like, you got to get back in the routine, like, or I did. I had to get back in the routine fairly quickly, so... yeah, like, no, because I think that's something you do, too, is you sort of bring in all your people. And it's like, hey, friends, come over. Let's have a barbecue and drink beers, and you can see the baby, that kind of stuff. So it just sort of changes.
Gotta see the baby.
Yeah, it just sort of changes. Yeah.
How about you?
What do you remember?
The first one was crazy because, yeah, neither of us had... maternity or paternity leave. That shit was nuts.
Well, you were bringing him to the studio for the podcast.
Like, yeah, the second kid, I think she had 3 weeks off, maybe a month, maybe not, you know, and I had a couple weeks off. Better, but the oldest, shit. God, we had that thing on like a Thursday, and she was at work on Tuesday, cutting hair. She was an independent contractor at that point, baby.
No choice, right? Yeah. No, you remember my job back then. I was working at Pony Express delivering food.
Yeah.
And so that's
not... Yeah, you
got
to go to work.
Dude, there's no vacation time. I had to get back to work, like, right away.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, even, like, with the second one, when I had, like, 2 weeks off or 10 days, whatever it was, it's like, looking back, that's not very long.
No.
Like, at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's...
At that point, the wife had it figured out for the most part.
Yeah.
Tour was fine. I was
dialed
like, okay.
In. Yeah.
Second child.
You know what to expect.
Yeah.
It'll survive this point.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You're not going to kill it right away.
You know how to not kill it. Yeah. It's all like, yeah. 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 It's all muscle memory at that point. Yeah, no. Yeah. Babies rule. By the way, shout out to Kurt. Kurt's about to have his first kid too. That's coming up in
you
like.
You guys want
to
hear something dark?
It's coming up in like a week and a half. Shout out to Kurt.
Is it darker than last week's info you dropped on us?
While we're on the subject of babies.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So my dead sister.
Hang on. I gotta. All right. Okay.
So my dead sister, as of July of 2023, had one child. Her second child. At like 10 days old, died of SIDS.
What?
Have fun, CT, Benoit.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot you could do.
Gotta watch
SIDS.
Out for that SIDS.
Yeah.
That
she's
is...
dead
I love,
too.
It's okay.
I love the medical jargon of SIDS. Just like, yeah, sometimes babies just die.
Yeah, pretty
we
much.
I don't know why. They just die.
Sudden infant death syndrome. That is the most fucked up shit ever. Like, that is so dark. Like,
yeah,
I can't.
That was pretty dark.
I can't
be honest.
I can't believe that's a thing, and that like there's no explanation for it. Like, they just don't know why it happens. It just does.
I know why it happens.
Sinning, is it sinning against your Lord and Savior?
Well, it's the fucking Fauci and all those vaccines you give those babies, clearly.
Yeah. No, totally. Yeah. She just...
Always vaccine.
By the way, King's wife definitely just heard him talking some shit.
No.
The fuck are you doing in there? I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything.
It was my oldest going, why are you wearing glasses?
Because he's trying to look like Will Wheaton.
Yeah. Hey, I'm trying to look like Will Wheaton.
Yeah, bro.
You should ask your kid if he knows who Will Wheaton is.
No chance.
He might.
Dude's like 50.
Yeah.
He's not going to know who he is.
No.
So we don't have a top three this week.
I think the top three that I liked was the top three names that you would name a child that your wife wouldn't appreciate. And since this is unprompted, we have no whatever. Let's just do one. What's one name? Just for fun. Just a fun name.
So I was thinking Junior, as in like Dale Jr. or Ken Griffey Jr. being named after that. Junior's probably one your wife wouldn't like. Literally Junior, like first name Junior.
No, name Junior, not just...
First name Junior.
Naming it after yourself, not just naming it
Junior
after yourself.
Junior Braga. Yep.
I I was thinking something like Jamarcus, just because it would be funny to have just a racially a name that just doesn't fit racially. Here's my white and strawberry blonde child, Jamarcus.
Alexander Braga III, even though...
You know, every time Jamarcus signs up for a team, someone's like, their coach in like
number
fifth grade
pick.
Is like,
number one pick every
Jamarcus.
Time.
Yeah.
You got Jamarcus. Freckles and blonde hair, Jamarcus?
Jamarcus King? Yeah, that's a lottery pick
that's
right
good,
there.
That's good, actually. Yeah. That's really good. That flows, too.
Middle name, Jerome. Jamarcus Jerome King.
Woo-hoo, JJ, let's go.
Like I've said before on this pod, my brother has a very black name. It's Donovan Jerome King. That's pretty
That's
crazy.
Pretty fucking good. Yeah. Hey, Ski, I got one for you. Kurt Russell. First name Kurt, middle name Russell.
I mean, I would like that very much.
That's what I'm saying, and your lady would not.
I don't think she knows who Kurt Russell is.
So she might get away with it.
How'd you come up with that name? I was going to say something like something hippy dippy, like those weird, not necessarily, I mean, the old hippy dippy, but now it's the new like trad wife names where it's like,
oh,
like Belevelin spelled with like two U's and shit like
yeah.
that.
I like the old hippie ones more, where it's just
Willow Moonstone. Yeah.
Willow Moonstone. As opposed to the Utah names, where it's Jaden with two A's, somehow a U and three E's. It makes no sense.
So, like, I'm thinking Wolverine. You could, Logan is the real name of Wolverine, so like Logan you could do, and you just wouldn't have to tell her it's in honor of Wolverine. You could just like call the kid Wolverine, like Nick, I mean, that's like your nickname
you
for also, them as they're growing
up.
You just call
your kid Wolverine if you want,
yeah,
doesn't matter what
that's
their
what
name
I'm
is.
Saying. Like, so yeah, you name it Logan and you call it Wolverine, or Weapon X, like, yeah.
Weapon X.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That kid's going to hit a three in fifth grade. Hit him with the...
I do like that from Swoosh Ski. Weegean? Name him Weegean?
Oh, the fucking Weegeans? Goddamn Weegeans.
The WW for the names, too, man. That's great.
Fucking going to start WW3 here with the fucking Weegeans.
I know. So let's see. From the chat... AK-47 says for a female Wednesday, for a male Le Steve. And then Booble says he had already done LeBronda before. So yeah, LeBronda. Booble being named after an ex. like Rossini.
I was going to say, Rossini, well, I wasn't necessarily saying it. It wasn't quite an ex, though, was the
that
problem.
That is a current.
Yeah, that was a current.
That is arguably more current than the husband. let's see. Booble says ESPN or Espen.
Espen.
Yeah, WCP says T-Rex. Like, the name T-Rex, not a nickname.
So I'm going to start by talking about ecosystems. Without apex predators, the food chain gets out of whack.
Why not Apex, by the way?
That's a good segue.
That is a great segue, Ski. Weird how that worked out. Our movie this week, guys. We do a movie podcast. Our movie this week, it is on Netflix. It is King's movie. It is Apex. Go figure. Charlize Theron. What is it? Taron Egerton? Yeah, Taron Egerton. It's a movie about a human being hunted.
It's not surviving the game.
It's not surviving the game,
which is unfortunate.
Well, I mean,
it's not
is?
The TBS show from 2019. No,
yep. So watch that on Netflix. Listen to us talk about it. Movies about people being hunted are good, pretty much always. What was the Van Damme one? It was like Hard Target. Or something like that. Well, was that?
Yeah, it's not quite like surviving the game in this, but yes.
Yeah. Okay,
and there was a movie called The Hunted with Benicio del Toro and I believe Tommy Lee Jones.
That's right. So, yeah. That's right. And then there was a movie a few years ago called The Hunt that was really good. It was Oh, I can't remember her name. It was really good, though. Ike Barinholtz had a small part in it. Like, you find out, like, Sandra Bullock, like, shows up at the end of it. It was, like, really rad. It's a rad movie. Highly recommend. Oh, Kurt in the chat. What's up, dude? We gave you a shout-out earlier, man. Congrats on the baby soon.
Congrats on the house, Kurt.
Yeah, house and the baby. This guy's doing it up.
Congrats on the Tango and Cash on Laserdisc. That might be your biggest accomplishment.
You bought a house in 2026 and had a child. And the Laserdisc might actually be...
Yeah, a child in his 40s, buying a house in 2026, but fucking A, bro. Tango and Cash on Laserdisc. You are doing
That's a pretty sick couple of months, I gotta be honest.
Tango and Cash.
Cash and Tango.
I mean, if I had two kids, I would have ask for the names of Tango and Cash.
If you knew you were going to have two kids, two boys, back to back, within a year, would you name them Tango and Cash, or would you go the reverse so you could just go Cash and Tango?
You can call them whatever you want, man. That's up to you.
I think you have to go Tango first to set it, because if you get Tango through, you could get Cash through.
Easy.
So it's
easy.
Women always love that one. That's not a hard one to get through with the women.
Yeah, he's got. I went over to Kurt's place a few days ago. He has got an extensive Laserdisc collection. It is very impressive. He's got a room with all of the old video game consoles, like literally all of them, I told him, and you guys support me on this. Like, I told him he should stream that shit on Twitch and
100%.
And make money.
My God,
like it's
money
easy. Yeah. Like, people will watch Twitch to watch people play games they've never seen before, or games they haven't seen in, like, 30 years. Like, fucking
hit
do
him with
that, bro.
Galaga straight up in the wazoo. Like, come on. Yeah.
Bro. So, you know.
Like, if you're playing some games on a fucking Famicom, I think...
this is what I'm saying.
Some people will tune it. Some people
Does Kurt have a Dreamcast?
Yeah. No, he's got literally everything, dude. I'm telling you. Like, it's... Yeah. He's got, like, Sega Master
System.
That's
the real...
Like...
Because the real ones keep the real ones have the Sega CD and the Dreamcast. Because they're not as cool as some of the other consoles.
No.
Like, the Dreamcast was like a fever dream. It was here and it was gone. And Sega CD, all I remember was Cliffhanger and Sewer Shark.
Cliffhanger, holy shit. What a game.
I will say quick on the movie Apex, I thought, because I did not look into it at all, I thought it might have been Cliffhanger the way this movie started. I was like, oh, they're kind of setting up another remake for Cliffhanger here?
And the promotion of the movie, too? Yeah, totally. Yeah.
About 20 minutes in, you were like, where's Stallone?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is Kurtwood Smith? What is going on here?
I say that all the time, to be fair.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, he has a Sega CD with the 32X add-on, Kurt does, he says.
That's sick.
He does. I saw it, by the way. He had the Sega Master System. That was my first video game console, like, before the Sega Genesis. So, like, it had the tennis game that I used to play all the time.
Mm-hmm. Like, let this be, like, a decree, men out there. When you have a partner, whether it's a man, woman, whatever, and you have what you've collected as a single person, and it is your... It doesn't even have to be a hobby anymore, but it's something you've accrued.
You love it.
Don't get rid of it.
No.
Do not get rid of it, because it might not be a year, 5 years, 10 years. Eventually, now we're having kids. You gotta go. Eventually, your kids will generally find it cool. I'm just now getting into the point where my kid, who was a sophomore in high school, is wearing like my Oregon Duck and Chiefs gear from like 2010, like the corny like rose to the top, you know what I mean, like all these sweats
throwback,
like, for all the Tostitos sweatshirts from Nike, and now he goes to school and kids are like, that's fucking sick.
Yep.
Where for a decade, my wife has been like, why is this still in a box? You're never going to wear it because you're never going to be a large again. And to A, fuck you, Ozempic exists. I could be if I wanted to. I could be. I could be a tirzepatide. I swear I could.
Be a fucking medium, bitch.
I could be a medium. I could. I'd have to be a bottom at that point, but whatever. But it will become cool again. Gentlemen, do not get rid of it. Keep it. It will be cool at some point.
And potentially valuable.
Lucrative.
There's some very expensive, like, regular Nintendo games out there.
I bet.
And you could add. Yep.
Don't let them put out your flame, men.
No.
I'm Asmund Gold. I'm clavicular. Yeah. I am Alex Jones. Don't let those women. Don't let those heterosexual women stifle your desires.
Didn't clavicular get like hurt or something? Didn't something happen to him?
He got frat logged at ASU a couple months ago.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he just got charged for shooting a dead alligator in the Everglades this week.
If you can't like roll through the Everglades and shoot alligators, what the fuck are we doing as a country?
I think there might be some like underage shit.
Is that what's going on? All right.
Which
underage what? Like underage bros?
Maxing. Underage maxing.
Underage bros.
Underage maxing.
Yeah. Come on.
He's R. Kelly maxing. Like,
ooh. Yeah.
How is no one trying to spin the Epstein files with that? Just underage maxing, bro. You just don't know.
Yeah.
Get on my level.
Get on my level. Fucking beta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was technically our list.
That's fine. That's a good list. We didn't, you know.
That was a good list, actually. I'm going to clip it and I'm going to post it. This was our list segment. And thank you, King, for our list idea. Again, movie on Sunday is Apex. Watch it.
Swoosh just dropped. The last dead gator that Florida care about was Aaron Hernandez. It's a good way to end the podcast.
And with that, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Congrats on the babies, everybody. Shout out CTE Benoit, you and your lady, man. Like, babies.
More importantly.
Babies rule. Congrats, and shout out to Kurt. Good luck coming up soon.
I was going to say, more importantly, congratulations on your laser discs and your old video game systems.
Yeah, you're doing it, man. You should see his board game collection, too, bro. He's got it all. He's got it all. And, like, all the old Duck stuff, bro. Like, shout out to having a lady who's, like, cool with that as well.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's up. I feel like, real quick, I feel like you ain't going to find that in your 20s. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you got to establish some life shit, and then you get to the point where you're gonna meet a lady who's just okay with the shit that you like. You know what I mean? You know?
It's not even that. It's just you find someone, once you get older, it's like, oh, I don't care what you have. As long as did you put the fucking dishes away?
Yeah.
Yeah? Then I don't care what you do. Yeah. Go get...
Are you nice?
Go do what you do.
Are you nice? Do you have a good job? Like, are you a psychopath? Cool. Like, you're checking boxes. Those are the boxes I have now in my 40s. Like, just don't be a psychopath. Don't be a piece of shit. Like, it's really that easy.
Yeah, you can still get away with that.
Yeah.
No matter how old you are.
Yeah, fair. As long as you have money. All right. Thank you for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Goodbye.
Shout out to thinkjinx.com, by the way.
Yeah. Thinkjinx.com. Podpup, he was not crying because of food earlier. He's very happy with his meals. Thinkjinx.com.
To put up a thinkjinx.com sign today, and it was too heavy and it fell down in about 20 seconds. So I will get that up at some point.
Bro, this baby sponsored by thinkjinx.com.
I mean, it's human grade food. That baby might be able to eat that stuff.
Yeah. Maybe grind it up a little bit, but yeah, that baby's baby's eating good.
Grinding. Yeah, that red hair will come in just perfectly. Yeah.
Full head of sheen hair. Oh, baby.
Perfect poops, everything you need. Thank you.
Hey, can we go now?
Yes. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Whatever.